What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey everyone, Robert here. I just want to mention that if you're constantly waiting for episodes of certain podcasts that we produce here at 7 Lamb, and you're like, why isn't there a new episode out yet? What's taking so long? Make sure to follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at 7 Lamb Podcasts. We try to fill everybody in on what's going on behind the scenes. Recently, we've had a lot of business stuff that we've had to take care of, a lot of new moves for the podcast. So that's why things have taken a little bit longer. Not to mention, we just had a hurricane. So yeah, we know that people are constantly wanting us to release more and more, and we're really trying, and we're hoping that we can eventually release faster. That's our ultimate goal. But right now, we just have a lot of things going on. So bear with us. But if you want to check out, you know, what's going on behind the scenes, and you want to see any updates on the podcast, on any of our shows, make sure to follow us on all our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and even our Facebook group. Join our Facebook group at 7 Lamb Podcasts, and we will update you as often as we can and let you guys know what's coming out, when's it coming out, and how often we're going to have new episodes. So once again, follow us, social media, at 7 Lamb Podcasts. Thanks. Enjoy the next episode of End of All Hope. Seven Lamb Productions presents End of All Hope. Season 5. Episode 12, What Lies Ahead.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Go, go, go.
Does it see us?
I don't think so.
It's coming this way.
Just keep running.
Jay and Kylie actually had their guns out. Not that they stood a chance against that thing, but it was better than the bows, which I think they left behind. I spun around to get a quick look. A large alien monster stood 2 stories tall. It came thundering over the nearest hill toward us, but I don't think it saw us.
There's nothing Over here.
This way. There's cover.
Kylie pointed to some trees about a quarter of a mile away. But when I took another look back at the creature, I could see the clouds part. The more they separated, the more light shone on the field behind us. I could see the creature a lot more clearly now. It had long arms with jagged claws. It sniffed the air with its flat snout as it got closer.
Oh no!
Jay noticed the moonlight too. The creature didn't see us, but it obviously was searching. I pushed as hard as I could as the clouds continued to part, the light getting closer, and then...
What do we do?
Get down!
Did it see us?
I don't think so.
But we're out in the open. We have to move.
Jay was right. The brush around us wouldn't conceal us for long. Especially since the creature was once again heading our way.
If we get up now, it'll definitely see us.
We can't just stay here.
It was too bright. We needed more cloud cover, but there was none. As the giant creature got closer, my mind raced. We didn't have time to dwell.
What are you doing?
Just get ready to run. Pulled out a can of mixed vegetables, got to my knee, and tossed it as far as I could to our right. It banged off a small group of rocks and rolled down a hill. It's looking the other way. Run, as fast as you can.
It's so far.
Just keep running.
I'm not stopping.
Has it seen us?
I look back to see the monster now looking our way.
It does now! Just keep going! Shit!
Both Jay and Kylie stripped free of their packs. I did the same. I ran faster without the weight. I pushed as hard as I could, holding only my rifle now.
It's too far!
He's right. We're not gonna make it.
Keep going!
The monster was right behind us. I had to buy Jay and Kylie more time.
Amberidge!
Don't stop!
What are you gonna do?
I slid into a stop and spun around. The monster was no more than 100 yards away. Holy shit.
Amberidge!
Charging forward. Just under a step, bringing it that much closer.
Fuck!
But the creature was right there, right in front of me.
Its
mouth agape, arms outstretched, claws reaching. Suddenly, a huge fireball lit the field aglow and knocked the large creature back. Another explosion and I flew backwards, tumbling over shrubs and rocks. I got up just in time to see a rocket fly over my head, leaving a trail of smoke. It hit the creature on its side and sent the thing reeling back. The injured monster turned and ran off over the nearest hill, eventually disappearing over the horizon.
Woo!
I turned around but saw nothing. Not even Jay or Kylie. That is, until they rose from behind some bushes.
Ambridge!
I'm okay!
I found my rifle and some shrubs. As I picked it up, I saw two figures emerge from the wood line. Two men dressed in camo pants and tan shirts. One of the men wore an advanced combat helmet.
You all right?
We are now. The big man with the helmet had an AT-4 rocket launcher on his shoulder. He had a thick beard and was smiling from ear to ear.
Ha! We lit that fucker up, baby!
It was just you two?
Hell no.
The thinner, helmetless, clean-shaven dude stepped aside and motioned to several other men in the woods. Two more were carrying AT-4s. You army?
No, but we dressed the part.
I see that.
What about you?
Army? I was. Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Just you three?
That's right.
Y'all were almost chow. Ballsy of you to stand there and pepper that thing with bullets.
Didn't have much of a choice.
Trying to give your friends some time to make it to the woods? Admirable.
I dag fast.
Yeah, you never would have made it without our help.
We appreciate it.
Aiden here is trying to make us sound more heroic than we really are.
What does that mean?
We didn't know anyone else was here.
Come on, man. You don't have to tell him that.
What? Were you guys just hiding out?
We have a convoy to protect. Parked just past those trees there.
You guys were leading the behemoth right to us.
Behemoth?
Oh, that's what we call it. Thing's a tank.
Hence the anti-armor weaponry.
Only thing that works.
Did you even hurt it?
Oh, we hurt it, but we didn't kill it. And it'll be back. We gotta get out of here, now.
At least out of this field. Shit.
Wait. Will it come back?
They always do.
They?
You're kidding, right?
You guys new around here?
You could say that.
Then do we have some news for you.
After going back to get our things, we followed the two men to the other side of the woods where we found a small dirt road and their cavalry. They had 7 trucks, 2 vans, and over 20 more people in all military dress. I was kind of nervous, but the guys let us keep our weapons.
There's a lot of them.
Just stay on guard. The big dude loaded his rocket launcher into the back of a truck.
Those behemoths are everywhere now, more and more. Never stay out in the open, not at night.
Especially if you don't have the firepower.
He smacked his weapon sitting in the truck and smirked. So none of you are military?
None. But the army left all of this behind in one of their camps. So, we took it.
It's a damn good haul.
Do all these vehicles work?
Hell yeah, they do.
That's why we had to take care of that behemoth.
Does it have that electromagnetic pulse thing like the Thrashers?
No. But it's big and can flip a car like a kid with Hot Wheels.
Oh.
Do you live close to this area?
We did, but now we're on the move.
You have a destination?
Lake Isabella.
Where's that? I actually looked at Jay, but he just shrugged.
We're not entirely sure about distance, but it's like, what, Aiden? 100 miles from here?
Nah. More than that. I say double.
Okay. 200 miles. East.
Hey, Ryan.
What's up?
I think we should get out of here. There's not a lot of cover, and Lyle says there's a town just over that ridge there. We could set up camp.
If it's clear.
Should be. There's no plants around here.
All right.
What's in Lake Isabella?
Survivors. Heard some news on the radio a while back. Everyone's heading there.
You think it's safe?
We hope so.
We were living not far outside Santa Maria after a few of us escaped a quarantine zone, just outside Ventura. We met a few other survivors and were doing well, but running low on supplies.
Until we hit the jackpot.
Well, sure, but we're still low on food.
Maybe this town will have some stuff.
We'll look after we set up a perimeter.
But Lake Isabella's the goal?
Sure is. We're packed and ready for anything, though, in case, you know, it's not safe.
A trap?
Anything. Gotta be careful nowadays.
Listen, I ain't worried.
You three want a ride?
No, we're heading north.
North? North to where?
Jay looked at me as if needing confirmation, but I just shrugged.
Bodega Bay.
That past San Francisco?
Yeah, it is.
Have you heard anything about that area?
They shared a look of concern.
We heard San Francisco is bad. Really bad.
Ryan, we leaving?
One sec. Eli! Hey, Eli!
Oh, what's up, Ryan?
Some young kid with a shaved head ran up.
You were near San Francisco. What was it like?
What was it like? Shit's a war zone. Probably worse now. San Francisco, San Jose, and shit. I even heard Sacramento was hit pretty hard.
They really knew how to hit us, huh?
The aliens?
Yeah. Hit all the major cities. Forced us out.
Yeah.
Why? Where are you guys from?
We're from all over, but we want to get to Bodega Bay.
I mean, shit. Bodega Bay might be all right. I just know the area around San Francisco is bad. But hell, maybe Bodega's far away enough.
Who knows?
The thing is, you'll have to make your way through that mess.
That'll be rough. I got out just in time.
Oh, man.
Sure you don't want to travel to Lake Isabella? Supposed to be nice.
No.
No, thank you. We appreciate the offer.
Suit yourself.
Ryan.
Yeah, let's go.
We stood to the side of the road as they all climbed into their vehicles and drove off, leaving us alone on the dark, deserted road. I looked over to Jay. Kylie had her hand on his shoulder, trying to comfort him. I thought he may say something, but instead he looked in the ground and just slowly shook his head.
How's she doing?
Not well.
It's gonna take time.
No, I know. I'm kind of worried about the move. For her.
You think she won't want to go?
Well, we have to leave the RV behind. And her father.
Maybe we should have left his body up there.
Too late now.
At least you want to dig him up.
Sammy, not so loud. Sammy walked up, covered in sweat.
Sorry. Shit, I was joking.
Now's not the time.
Why are you all sweaty?
Because it's fucking hot, and Dana's got me hanging flyers like I'm searching for a lost dog.
What flyers?
Oh, Dana made up some flyers about the move.
He's gonna make a public speech tonight. I told him good luck.
Why? You think the move's gonna be divisive?
No. Dana gets nervous talking to large groups of people.
Oh, Jesus.
What? He gets anxiety. You don't believe me? Just watch him speak. He'll be a stuttering mess.
I've never seen him nervous.
In small groups? Yeah, he's fine.
I'm not just talking about small groups.
Well, in New Tent City, I'm usually with him. When I'm around, he's usually more comfortable, so obviously I'll be there tonight for support.
You're just talking out your ass.
I'm telling you, go watch.
No. I got some other things to do.
You do?
We do.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Just related?
Yeah, among other things. Gail and Hudson need help with some supplies. They're taking inventory right now, but, you know, since we need to do this move in one trip, they're seeing what we can and can't take.
Shouldn't they wait? What if that many people don't want to go?
What, you think they won't want to?
Lane doesn't want to.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to her last night. She wants to stay.
You tell her about the encroaching vegetation?
She knows. She's not scared.
She'll be when that stuff is everywhere.
Well, I still think there'll be a large group traveling north.
I guess, but it won't be everybody.
What about you, Sammy?
Me? I'm going. I think I'm going to hang up the supply runner's life.
You know this isn't a vacation.
Nah, I'll get another job. I'll be one of them guys on the perches. There are perches at this base, right?
Oh, they got catwalks. Not makeshift tree bridges like we do.
Even better. That's the life I want.
Sammy looked up, admiring the tall trees. You're an idiot.
An idiot with goals. Now, if you don't mind, Mia, Chris, I have more flyers to nail up. Excuse me.
Mia, you talk to Travis at all?
You mean about Roger?
You know that's what I mean.
No, not yet. But I will. I will. Promise.
Mm-hmm.
Around midday, not only did we find the highway, but we found the coast. I stood on a ridge overlooking the calm water.
Wow. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
To the left, we could see a town, but no activity. To our right, more grassy hills and stalled cars. There was also a boatless dock at the far end of the bend. I went to the edge and sat, staring out over the water.
Jay, you okay?
Why?
You haven't talked much at all today.
She's right. That's not like you, unless you're busy inspecting alien plant life.
Yeah, I figured you'd be happy we're that much closer.
Well, I'm not.
Why?
You heard that guy. He said it's bad over there.
San Francisco. That's not much of a shock.
Not just San Francisco, but San Jose. And Sacramento.
So you think Bodega Bay's bad too? Isn't that a ways from San Fran?
It's not that. Maybe Bodega Bay is fine. But I...
Out with it, man.
I feel bad.
Why?
Maybe we should go to Lake Isabella instead.
What?
Those guys said it was a safe haven.
They think it's a safe haven.
Still, I don't know how I feel about putting us in danger. Again. Especially when we know how bad it can get.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We were making this trip for you.
But I don't want to keep putting you guys in danger. I don't want to have another run-in like last night. Ambridge almost died.
We've had plenty of close calls.
But it's going to get worse. There are more of those giant monsters, and we may not have backup next time.
Well, that's why we just got to look for better spots to camp out.
Look at that dock over there. I can see alien growth from here. We'll be walking into that.
We did it in Ramona and Denver, too.
You're not scared?
Hell yeah, I am, man.
Me too, Jay.
Something tells me Bodega Bay isn't going to be much better.
But we should see, right?
Yeah. You're supposed to be the optimistic one.
Yeah. Just hang on a little longer, Jay. Even if your father and brother aren't there, what about Eva and Mark and Scott?
The note?
Yeah.
You know as well as I do, they'll probably never see it. They probably died or got taken to a quarantine zone or...
Hey, it worked out for Mia, right? You said so yourself. Don't give up. I'm the pessimist, not you.
You're not a pessimist.
Realist, whatever.
But you almost died last night. Kylie almost died in the woods.
But we didn't. We're still here.
Yeah, you're right. But I just want you guys to know that if you ever want to stop, or if you'd rather try out another place, or if...
Jay. We came way too far to quit now.
I do agree with you, though. I don't think that guy was lying. I think we're coming up on a total shit show. But I think there may be a better way of getting there than walking through it.
How? Ambridge turned his attention back to the water. I could see his focus on the dock. I knew exactly what he was thinking.
What? Did you talk to Gail?
Why do you say that?
Because honestly, I think Gail's jealous.
Jealous? Of you?
Jealous that Roger trusts me more. I can't help that I ranked up.
Ranked up, huh? Compared to who else? Dana, Gail, Barry? They're Rangers. You're not, Travis.
And yet Roger still wanted me around to help. And I don't know why anyone would have a problem with that unless they were worried.
Worried about what?
About people wanting me to run this place.
Who said that?
I'm saying that. No one else had any issues other than Gail and Barry. Shit, Maria's all for it.
Maria isn't even leaving.
We'll see about that.
Think she'll change her mind.
Dana's getting a count. A lot of people are traveling north. We don't need vegetation as proof anymore. That ship is making more and more noise daily. Those creatures are building something in the city. No one wants to be around it.
I'll agree with that.
You know, Mia, I gotta say, you and I have never seen eye to eye, but I'm glad you decided to stay and help out.
Really?
It's gonna be a tough move, and I'm actually worried.
We're worried about what?
That many people traveling together will make noise. More noise than a couple of vehicles. If we have any problems out there, I'm glad you'll be around. We need more like you.
He put his hand on my shoulder, but I slid out from under it. Who is we?
The group.
The Rangers?
And Annie and Hudson and the others. You know, everyone who helps out. The people that put in the effort to keep this place going and help keep the people safe.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to take over, Mia, but when the rumors about Roger leaving popped up, no one, and I mean no one, was willing to step up. And just between you and me, I heard Gail and Dana say that they would go with them. I figured all the Rangers would. And if that was the case, is it really so bad if I took over? I've helped this whole time.
Right.
And you didn't want it.
You're right about that.
Okay, then.
I knew I should bring up what Roger said to me, but I couldn't do it. Not now.
Like Roger, I'm not a dictator. I just want to help.
I hope that's true. But don't push the others that want to help aside, Travis. You can't do this alone.
I never said I could!
Okay. But also, don't forget that where we plan on heading was claimed by others already. They're offering their place for shelter. They didn't have to do that.
Mia, you know as well as I do that they want us. They need us. The whole firefight that night was because they had trouble with bandits. They need people for protection. We need a new safe place to live. It benefits both parties.
Okay, Travis. As long as you realize.
Hey, Mia?
Yeah?
If I do end up running this new place, I'm gonna run it like Roger. Just like Roger.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Travis. On my way back to the supply runner area, I ran into Dana.
Well?
Alright, listen. Doesn't matter if he knows or not. It's not gonna change his mind. You and Gail and Barry are worried about him running the zone. You guys need to say something. I'll help with the move, but I'm not running anything.
Okay, Mia.
And now, to go tell Chris the same thing.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Evelyn as Brielle, Ariel Hack as Mia, Stacey Golden as Chris, Michael Moman as Roger, Brett Wilkins as Travis, Reed Kreiner as Dana,
Corey Pettit as Jess, Jerry Swindle Jr. as Gail, Ian Feller as Hudson,
Christina Lewis as Annie, and Gareth Thomas as Sammy. Co-starring Ryan Glover, Fran Paredes, Zachary Thatcher, Adrian Bordeaux, and Chris Zatoli. Music provided by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com, Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com, and Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy End of All Hope, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this. And don't forget to rate and review.
This has been a 7lamb production.